You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets podcast. I'm still in the recording booth. I want to tell you guys part two of this story. Yesterday, guys, I told you all about some of the vision for this crazy thing I'm building, this library, this event center, this museum, all the things. And as you know, this week, and depending when you get this, maybe it's already over, maybe it's not. If it's already over, I'll try to put the replay on this page. But if not, go and register. I'm doing a live event. And if you go to secretsofsuccess.com/atlas, you can register for it. And during that event, I'm showing you guys these manuscripts that are worth millions of dollars. I'm going to tell you guys a story about what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. I'm going to show a video of me inside of the actual library recorded while I was in a green screen, which is so cool, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want to come hang out with that, again, go to secretsofsuccess.com/atlas. And today I'm going to tell you guys the story. So the story is about the million-dollar offer. All right, so when you're a little eccentric, like me, I guess, and you have this idea, and you're like, I'm going to build a 20,000-square-foot museum slash event center, and we're going to have old books in it, and it's going to be a library, but like you, it's not a public library. People can't come to it. Oh, and I'm going to have statues, 9-foot-tall statues holding a 6-foot globe of Atlas holding the way of the world, and there's going to be 3 of them, and they're going to be amazing, and then, and all these things, and in my head, the vision's amazing. And then you go and you're like, okay, well, how are we going to finance this, right? Like I told you before, I spent $12 million so far. That's just on the books. I got to pay, you know, 7 figures for the statues. I got to pay 7 figures just for the architecture of the building. Then we got to pay for the building and then the audio visual for the event center. And like, you know, just the building alone's pretty close to $20 million. And so, you know, you go to a traditional bank, you're like, yo, I got an idea. I got a vision. It's going to change the world. I need $20 million. And they look at you and they say, you're crazy. I'm like, no, I know I'm crazy, but I've got a proven track record. In fact, you've seen, here's my last business, ClickFunnels. There's numbers, the stats. Here's how much money it makes. Here's how much is sitting in your bank right now. I need a $20 million loan to build my vision. I promise you, this is going to change the world. And they're like, no. I'm like, why not? They're like, because if it doesn't work, there's nobody else in the world that's going to want this building. Nobody's going to buy a building back from us with statues in it and an event center. And like, they're like, it makes no sense. Like, what's the business model? I'm like, here's the business model. I'm going to show it to you. I show it to him. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm like, literally, ClickFunnels doesn't make sense to you either. Like, you wouldn't lend me money back then when I needed it. Like, just trust me. Like, I have a good track record. I know what I... But banks are not visionaries. And anyway, so I couldn't get a bank to loan me any money. And I tried different banks. And like, some were like, we'll loan you 4. I'm like, 4 million? It's costing me 20. And they're like, well, sorry. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. All right. Well, I just got to earn this money myself. So I'm like, instead of getting a little bank loan, I'll just make an extra $20 million real quick. Because that's the kind of thought process that should be going through entrepreneurs' heads. Like, how do I just do it? And so then I started thinking, how do I do it? And so I'm like, okay, well, I need to take these books and launch something that's going to finance it, right? So we're working on a project now that launches in August. That'll launch that the revenues from that will completely pay for the building within 2 years, which is awesome. So I have a plan there. But then I'm like, crap. It's still like, I can't start digging a hole. If I'm finances, I got to have the money in the banks for me to dig a hole, right? Otherwise, the builder's not going to be like, hey, you know, every month, like, I need another $1 million. Like, do you have it? Like, I got to have the money in the bank set aside, earmarked just for this to be able to do it, right? And so, in fact, that's the main reason why I relaunched the Inner Circle. Those who were in the Inner Circle, that was the reason, as I was raising money for that. The problem is that most of the money from Inner Circle started going to pay for these books, you know? And so I don't have $20 million sitting in a bank account to build a building. And so, and this is not a ClickFunnels project. This is a Russell project. So it's not something I can just go and like, hey, ClickFunnels, buy this building for me. Hey, Todd, you should, you know, like this is 100% a Russell thing. And so I got to figure out how to do it. And so the first was like, hey, we'll make some stuff to pay for it, right? And so I started creating assets and creating value in a way that'll pay for it. So that's number one. Number two, though, is... Dan Kennedy always says, how can you send the bill to your herd? Okay. That may be offensive to some of you guys, but if you know Dan Kennedy, he's a horse guy and a cow guy and all that kind of stuff, right? And so he always talks about how you need to build a herd of people to follow you that you can sell stuff to. And so he says, every time you want to make money, you got to send the bill to the herd. And he talks about stories like when he went through his divorce that one of his clients called him like, well, when's the promotion coming out? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I know that this is not cheap for you, so I'm assuming you're going to be sending the bill to the herd. So we're waiting for whatever the promotion is you're going to be sending out. Anyway, just kind of a funny thing. And actually, a really good story about John Lennon. I think it was John Lennon. When the Beatles, when they were, a younger band, they were trying to figure out how to make money. And John, I think it was John Lennon said, like, let's go ride ourselves a swimming pool. Which means sit down, let's write a song, and the song will, the money from the song will pay for the swimming pool we want. And so like, that's the mindset entrepreneurs have, right? It's, like, it's not like, oh, I can't afford it. Oh, I can't do this. Like, we don't have these limiting beliefs. We're just like, okay, how can I afford it? All right, I'm going to rent myself a swimming pool. I'm going to rent myself a museum. I'm going to go figure these things out, right? So create offers. And Dan Kennedy, send the bill to the herd. Like, what can I create that I can send to the herd to make them want to help fund it, right? And so that was the question. And so and we went back and forth. And I remember one day I had a meeting in the office, and there were five or six of us in the room. And we were trying to figure out, like, how in the world what could we create that would get people to want to give us $1 million to be able to help fund this thing, right? And we kept thinking about it and going back and forth. And then Kevin on my team told me the story. He said that when Rams Stadium built their $1 million or their $1 billion stadium, whatever it was, that they needed, they raised $1 billion. So what they did is they sold seat licenses. And Kevin told me he spent $50,000 or $25,000 or something to buy a seat license, which basically meant he got to own the rights to that seat. Didn't mean he got free tickets to all the events, but he owned the rights to that seat. I mean, he had first right of refusal for anything to happen there. So if there was a football game, he got the first right of refusal on that seat. He could buy the seat before anyone else. And then if he didn't buy it, it went to the public market, right? And if there was a concert coming in town, so if Britney Spears was coming or Taylor Swift, like, he had first right of refusal on the seat. And he paid $25,000 per seat for the right to do that. And that's how, they sold the entire stadium on a seat license and raised $1 billion to build the stadium. And apparently that's how they build stadiums all around the world. And so he told me that. I was like, that's the thing. We have this event center in the library, and there's 100 seats. Like, let's sell seat licenses. So we had this idea, and right before I went to our mastermind in Mexico, I told Dan on my team, who does video stuff, I was like, hey, I want to film a video. I could show people in Mexico that, and make them $1 million offer. And he was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, should we script this or what? I'm like, no, I think I know off the top of my head what it is. Let's just go and just see what happens. So we ended up in the Polling Hill room and clicked record, and I just went for like 15, 20 minutes. I told the story, and after I got done, it was funny. I got done filming it. There's no cuts, no edits. And he was like, whoa. He's like, I finally understand what you're trying to do here. I'm like, oh, thank you. About time. I'm not crazy. And he was the first, him in the room, but that's the first time I ever like articulated what my vision was publicly to anybody. Like, it's hard. Like, how do you explain these visions, these dreams to people that don't make any logical sense, right? And it was the first time I did it. And at the end of it, he was like, I get it. I finally see what you're doing. And so we made that video, went to Mexico, and I was going to show it in Mexico. In fact, I showed it to the Atlas group. I showed it, and people were like, oh my gosh. Like, it was kind of cool. And then 2 days later, I showed it to everyone that was in Mexico. And it's funny because, like, I don't know if you guys, I got nervous. I'm like, what if no one likes this? What if they think I'm dumb? What if what? And all these things. And I wasn't planning on, I was going to show them the video as an example, but I wasn't going to actually, ask them for money. And then if you guys know Eileen Wilder, one of my favorite people, she was in the back, and she did about 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, I was going to be showing the video. And she's like, so you're going to make everybody an offer? I'm like, no. She's like, you have to make them an offer. Like, she's like, this is what you do, Russell. Like, you're teaching people. If you don't do it, like, it's a disservice to them. Like, make them an offer. I'm like, oh. And so, like, I didn't have an offer today. So we start scrambling, putting things together. And, putting an order form to get all sorts of stuff. And basically, super unprepared. I got on stage. I explained what's happening. Click playing the video. Ran back to stage. And we're setting up an order form and trying to get things all together. Like, just scram. It was crazy. It was chaos. And then the order form is mostly live. And then the video ends. I walk back out there and I said, okay, guys, those who are interested, this is how it works. There's $1 million seat license. And for $1 million, you get 2 seats. And then from that, you can run events. And here's ways you can. And I had like 4 or 5 ways that basically, if they donated $1 million, would actually be free for them, because they could run an event there, they could sell access to, they got virtual seats to all these events, they could sell, like, it becomes like one of the greatest real estate deals in the history of all time. In fact, Bill Allen was the first person to actually wire and send the money, who's a big real estate guru in our world, because he's like, understood it, like, this is the greatest real estate play of all time. So anyway, it was pretty exciting, and so I shared it, put it out there, and from that, and people had, if they, we had $1 million seats, we had $100,000 seats. And so if they wanted the $1 million seat, they had to send $10,000 in to lock in the seat. If they wanted the $100,000 seat, they put in $2,000. And based on me doing that presentation, we raised $14 million. Is that crazy? Now, not all of those have actually closed. Some people got scared feet later and backed out or whatever, but we're still over $10 million raised from that, sharing that offer, which is crazy, right? And so anyway, the seats now are more than halfway filled out. And so part of the evil motivation for this event that's happening on Thursday is to sell the rest of the seats. And so again, if you go to secretsofsuccess.com/atlas, again, the event's going to be fun. I'm going to show manuscripts and stuff. And I'm going to show the video of me inside the library. And then I think I'm even going to show the video that we showed in Mexico. and just show everyone, like, this is what it is, and then make the offer and say, look, there's you know, I think the $1 million seats, there's like 4 or 5 seat licenses left. $100,000 seats, there's like 5 or 6. I mean, they're almost sold out. And after we sell out, then I'll have all the cash I needed for the museum, and then the museum paid for itself before we even launched the business model behind it, right? So take that, bankers. Of course I know what I'm talking about. This is awesome. So anyway, and now that we have the money and the financing and the cash in, they said in June we're doing a groundbreaking ceremony, and everyone who bought a seat license is going to come out to that, and we're going to make an amazing thing. So anyway, that's what's happening this week. So if you want to be part of that, or see it go down, or just be part of history, because this is going to be something that I think is going to change the world. I'm really excited for it. And if you want to hear kind of the rest of my vision, so you understand, like, oh, this is what Russell's actually doing with this. This is why it's so cool. This is why people are willing to pay $1 million for a seat. Come and hang out with us. Again, secretsofsuccess.com/atlas is where the registration will be. And if it's passed, I'll put the video replay of it here, which would be kind of cool as well. So anyway, come check it out. And if you're someone who would be interested in having a seat license where you can, like, attend all these events with the greatest speakers and minds of all time coming to it, if you want a library card to the office where you come in to read books and study them and stuff like that, yeah, come let me know. It's going to be a lot of fun. So with that said, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Yeah, I always appreciate you guys listening, and hopefully you got some value and some ideas for yourself, right? How can you create an offer? How can you, you know, what can you do with this as well? So with that said, thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys all hopefully at the live event when you guys show up at secretsofsuccess.com/atlas. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.